In a campaign where most of the candidates have agreed on issues and saved their harshest criticism for Governor O'Malley, in this debate, some of the Republican candidates went after each other. After Delegate Ron George noted that he, not former Ehrlich administration aide Larry Hogan, had sponsored legislation to cut taxes and government spending, Hogan, who heads the government watchdog group Change Maryland, responded.
He took a little shot at Change Maryland. I just wanted to respond to that.
Absolutely.
Change Maryland has been the leading voice of opposition to the failed economic policies of the O'Malley-Brown administration, here in the state and nationally.
George questioned Hogan's organization's support and noted the legislature and even the O'Malley administration have identified the spending cuts, Hogan cites.
If you ever saw an ad on Facebook that says, repeal the gas tax, change Maryland, hit like, and you hit like, he considers you one of those 90,000 followers. Apparently, I'm a follower of Larry Hogan.
Responding to all this, Harford County Executive David Craig said he led the only county in the state where jobs have grown over the last 8 years. But George pointed out that was due to BRAC and the expansion of the Aberdeen Proving Ground, something that came from the federal, not state government. This debate will air statewide on WBAL-TV and MPT Friday night at 7 and Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WBAL Radio. In Owings Mills, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.